Cornucopia Radio presents.
This play first received a rehearsed reading at the Crucible Theatre in Sheffield in March 2009 as part of their Journeys to the City programme.
Flood by Alice Collins.
Torrential rain continues over the whole of South Yorkshire. The River Don has broken its banks. The road through the Lower Don Valley from the Wicker to Meadow Hall has become a roaring torrent of water. Emergency services are at breaking point trying to rescue motorists cut off by rising flood water.
I've never seen anything like it. His old walking boots. He'll need these when he comes in. Now, what shall I wear? Oh, everything's a bit big these days. Oh. Hi, Rachel. Oh, I know. Isn't it incredible? Nightmare getting home. I'll tell you tomorrow. No, still no sign. They say he left the depot just after four. Oh, I'll keep trying. The signal might be down. No, we got rid of the landline. And by the way, thanks for the card. 8 years. God. Yeah, we're still going out. As far as I know, only local. Okay. Me? Oh, I'm up in the bedroom polishing his bloody boots. Higher ground, yeah. Okay, you take care. Keep dry. I said to Steve we should cancel tonight. He said okay. He always says okay. But I haven't.
Steve, it's me again. As soon as you get this message, ring me. Okay? Love you.
We've talked about nothing else at work. Trams have stopped. How will people get home? They rely on us. Houses up at Middlewood flooded out. And Attercliffe? Well, Attercliffe's just like one big boating lake. Global warming? Not warm, just wet. It's rained on and off all weekend. But today's different. It's just never stopped. You'd think he'd text me.
Hello, Star of Asia. This is Jenny Mason. I'm cancelling my booking for 7:30 tonight. For two, yeah. Don't think we're going to make it. You haven't heard from my husband, Steve, have you? Oh, no, of course. Sorry, I just thought that he might have... No, sorry. Bye.
And in road conditions described as atrocious, motorists have started abandoning their vehicles. The full scale of the flood devastation is becoming apparent as thousands have been forced to flee their homes. Stranded commuters have bedded down in emergency accommodation all over the city, including the Millennium Galleries. Power cuts are threatened as water rises around the Neepsend power station tonight.
He'll want a bath when he gets in. Bath and a rest. I've got a quiche and some oven chips. We'll still make a night of it. He's had these walking boots as long as... Well, as long as I've known him, really. A fine pair, everyone said. Like our marriage. He was a driver when we met. Steady Steve, they call him. The sort who'd wait for old ladies. I started as a cleaner. I'm a conductor now. Longer hours, more money. We got together during a snog at a work to do. Straight off he asked me to go away for the weekend to Skeggy. No one had ever asked me to go away for a dirty weekend. I said yes, and I fell in love. I remember it was raining then. He took his boots, wore them to Sea Life World, feeding time for the sea lions, cold slimy fish. This sea lion, smooth like a shiny aubergine, plunging and racing, catching the fish. He bobbed up and clapped. So did we, with delight. But the rain kept coming. We went back to our digs, to our room. I lay on the bed. Steve opened the window. I could smell the sea, hear the gulls shrieking, cars splashing through puddles. Steve put his boots under the bed. We didn't do much walking that weekend. He'll be home soon. 8 years, eh? Now, I've not worn this nighty since. Ooh, so soft. I like soft colours. Pastels, pinks. Steve likes me in blues and reds. Brody says I should wear what makes me feel good and proud about being me. Yuck, Steve says. He can't stand that kind of talk. Makes him feel uncomfortable. And all that, the truth shall make you free kind of lark. Steve just about does himself a double hernia laughing. I tell him he's really laughing at himself, cos everything is a mirror of the self. He says, who says? I say Brody. Steve says, how come he's your role model? He says the only reason Brody's got religion is cos he's edging his bets. As to, given his circumstances. Which is cruel. Steve's a strong man. Used to walking. We used to walk together. Not now, in the past. 5 weirs along the Don. Him and his boots. Me and my tatty trainers. Ladies' Bridge. The Wicker. Past Norfolk Bridge. Eat our sandwiches at Salmon Pastures. Look out for salmon. Straight on to Tinsley Towers. The Twin Peaks, Steve called him. He's sorry they're coming down. So am I. We watched all the new bridges built. The Brooklyn, Cobweb Bridge, the most beautiful of all. Then one day they'd closed it. Vandals nicked the skeins of steel from the spider's web. Then Bailey Bridge blocked off. We couldn't go any further. Steve picked me a posy of yellow primulas to make up for it. But going home on the tram, I left them behind. We don't walk anymore. Not together. I walk the 5 weirs for the Think Pink appeal. The Pink Panther. Steve said he didn't look good in pink. I said he didn't have to dress up, but he didn't come. Now he goes out on his own. And I've got a pen pal, Brody. Steve knows we write to each other. No secrets. He's coming to see me when he gets a reprieve. If. Clutching at straw, Steve says. Sad. To everything there is a season and a purpose. Now is my time for weeping, Brody says. He says I'm beautiful. I should weep, he says. Drink up my bitter cup. But I don't want to. I want to pass it on. I wake up in the night, think. Why me? Why not Rachel? Give her the bitter cup. Would I swap? You bet your sweet Jesus I would. Then in the morning I feel bad. How can I be beautiful? Oh, come on, Jenny. Take off your dress. Look in the mirror. It's all so simple when you're a kid. I wasn't bothered about large breasts, so I wanted little pert ones like Miss Moneypenny. But when they grew, I was dead proud. Mum said, Jennifer, I think it's time you had a bra. Fantastic. We went to Woolies. Didn't fit, of course. I stuffed it out with cotton wool, but I had something to put in. Real flesh. I thought, does everything change now? Everything did. My dad on holiday at Skeggy, but I couldn't shut the bathroom door like at home. He walked in on me, saw me in my bra, went absolutely apeshit, like I'd done something wrong. I couldn't understand it. Then later, coming back on the train, a posh businessman brushed past me in the corridor, touched my bottom. His hand, disconnected-like from the rest of him. I felt shameful, like I was giving off a different smell. I knew I had to keep covered up. Then I grew up, realised that's how it is between men and women. Now where's that lipstick? Come on, Jenny, take out the silicon jellyfish. Left side, full job, large scar. Quick dust with the towel, then shove it back. It's very soft. Shapes itself to the contours of your chest. Bit sweaty in summer. In winter, cold like a wet, slimy fish. I keep his letters in a box under the bed. Brody's letters. He says I should talk to Steve more, like I talk to him. Tell him how I feel about having this time bomb ticking away inside me. Never knowing when, if. Brody understands. He says I should show Steve more. But it's easy to talk to Brody. Steve never asks. Never. Gets up, makes his snap, goes to work, comes home, watches TV. Never asks. He did come with me last year to see the consultant. Sat together in the waiting room like two naughty children. There was a picture on the wall, a frozen pond. Two children skating round and round. Tall thin trees. I remember. We went into the consulting room. The doctor said, "Good morning." Steve said, "Morning, how you going?" to the doctor. "How you going?" Oh, cringed. Don't know why. I wished he hadn't come. Didn't hear what the doctor said next. Just thought of that frozen pond. That night in bed I gave him the choice. I said if he wanted to leave he could walk away. He didn't answer for ages. Then he said, "Do you want me to?" What kind of answer was that? Brody says he's scared and confused, out of his depth. I should show him how beautiful I am. Show him the way. Be a survivor, not a victim. But I've seen his face. After the operation, in the bathroom, he walked in. Saw me reflected in the mirror. The look of horror. Revulsion. I keep covered up. At night, in bed, he touches my arm. Why? Pity? Guilt? Brody says he'll think I don't want him anymore. But I don't. Not then, so I turn away. But later, when he's sleeping, I turn to him. Watch the golden hairs on his neck ebb and flow like tangled seaweed. I want to bite through his neck, tear the skin from his back, pour myself like hot molten gold into his body. Oh, it's a bitter cup, Jennifer, and you must drink it up, Brody says. No, what's happening now? Steve? Oh, Rachel. No, not yet. The lights have gone. I'm okay. I've got candles and batteries. Rach, I'm so worried. Something must have happened. It's gone 9. He left at 4. Yeah, I know. Stranded. But why hasn't he rung me? I ran round his mates earlier. Okay. I'll try. Bye. Keep in touch, won't you? Bye. Dear God. Oh, I don't know if I believe in you, but please let him be safe. I want to show him how beautiful I am. See how beautiful I am, Steve? I've put on the nighty you bought me. Soft and blue. I'm warm in here, swaying to and fro gently. Waiting. I thought about you today, Steve. Only you. In the flood at the Wicker, near where we used to walk. A rope to hold on to. People laughing. Dunkirk spirit helping each other. I got through the Wicker, carried on. More water, deeper, faster. No more people. I turned round, but there was no one there. On my own, I wondered where you were. Water pressing against my calves and up to my knees. Bits of wood, plastic bags, sodden newspapers surging past me. Cold, but the water had a fresh feel like something being washed away. Kept on, hard going, water past my knees. Tired. Be a survivor, not a victim, someone in my head kept saying. Suddenly, a huge shopping trolley came racing towards me, bounced off a lamppost, sped round in a dizzy circle, then off again. The sight of that trolley, I don't know why, I knew I was going to die. Forced to duck and dance and dip and drown. Overwhelmed, carried away by the force of the water over the edge of the swollen riverbank. Drawn down, under, freezing. I thought I could just stop, sit down, let the water take me like the trolley over the weir. I could, just. But I didn't. Water up to my thighs. Be a survivor. I went on exhausted. Then I realised it wasn't so deep. Up to my knees, calves. I turned up a street. There was no flood. Just a stream up to my ankles. I ran like a child splashing about on a beach. Rachel? Oh, thank God, where? Well, who from? Dorothy? Who's she? Oh, yeah, from the canteen. Yeah, she's about 80. Oh, all the way to Low Edges. It's miles. To make sure she got home safe. Oh, Rachel, did he? He's like that. But why hasn't he rung? Well, if he's on the other side of Sheffield, he'll try and get home. I know him. He'll not be sleeping in no Millennium galleries. He hates art. I'll wait up. Yeah, glass of wine. Oh, cheers. Night, Rachel. Night, thanks. Oh, he'll be home soon. I'll put his things out on the bed. Dressing gown, towel. Hello? Thank you.
was written and produced by Alice Collins and was performed by Elaine Parker and featured additional voices by Michael Thompson. It was edited and directed by Peter Beatston. This work is copyright 2010 to Alice Collins and Cornucopia Productions.
Thank you.